Welcome back to the Deep Dive. Today, we're really aiming to give you a shortcut, kind of the insider's view on the power structure within the media landscape.
Yeah, we're looking at those key documents, the ones that outline who's responsible for what.
And pulling out the essential knowledge, really, telling you who's actually holding the reins on, you know, any significant production.
That's the mission, exactly. We want to move past just job titles and really get into decision rights. You need a solid grasp of what managing media projects actually means.
Right.
And the quickest way to get that knowledge, we think, is to see how these key leadership roles work across the whole production journey, pre-production, production, and post-production too.
And that context of management is, well, it's everything, isn't it? I mean, think about the huge difference in scale. You could have a really low budget thing, maybe a local radio journalist. One person does it all, records, interviews, writes, edits the whole segment. That's management because they have to do it all.
Precisely.
Yeah.
That person is effective.
They're the ultimate visionary, overseeing the whole creative direction of a project. But I think what people sometimes miss is just how wide their scope is. They're involved in all stages of production.
That's absolutely the crucial point. They aren't just there on set shouting, action. You know,
right.
In pre-production, the director's right in there with storyboarding, figuring out locations, making those really critical casting choices.
Mm-hmm.
Then during production itself, they're managing the whole crew, coordinating all those technical roles, and of course, guiding the actors' performances.
And they don't just vanish after the filming stops either.
No, not at all. They have to carry that creative thread right through into post-production. Often they're sitting side by side with the video editor, making sure that final cut really holds true to the original artistic vision.
So if the director is the creative spark,
then the production manager is maybe the operational reality check. They're the glue, really, coordinating between every department.
Doesn't that immediately set up a potential conflict? The director wanting creative perfection, maybe pushing the schedule or budget, and the production manager having to pull back.
It absolutely does.
Yeah.
That's often a primary point of friction. The production manager is basically the project's financial conscience.
Right.
While the director is dreaming big, the PM is crunching the numbers. Their job goes way beyond just making a schedule. They handle procurement, manage union stuff, and often have the final say on hiring and allocating resources.
So it's daily risk assessment.
Constantly. Making sure the train stays on the tracks, on time, and crucially, on budget, no matter what brilliant new idea the director had overnight.
That distinction, the vision versus the constraint, that seems absolutely fundamental to understanding how these things work.
It is.
Okay, let's pivot a bit. Let's talk about the strategist. The two roles focus more on market alignment and the overall aesthetic. We're talking creative director and campaign manager. And looking at them through that pre-pro-post lens seems useful here too.
Definitely. So the creative director, think of them as the guardian of the brand's identity, the overall look and feel. This role is key, whether it's a game, a design campaign, a TV show.
So pre-production for them is defining that look, setting the style guides, the visual tone, mapping out the brand's core vision, strategy made visual.
Exactly. But then during the actual production phase, the role shifts. It becomes much more about communication, often high-stakes communication.
How so?
Well, they're picking ideas upwards to senior management or clients, defending that aesthetic vision they established. And they're closely monitoring their production team, acting as that quality control filter, making sure the execution doesn't water down the initial strategy.
And post-production, is it just signing off?
It's often described as general oversight, but it's critical oversight. They're ensuring the final thing, the trailer, the website, the finished game level, whatever it is, perfectly aligns with the aesthetic standards they set way back at the start. They approve the vibe, you could say.
Okay. Contrast that internal focus then with the campaign manager. Their focus sounds much more external.
Entirely external. This role is all about making sure the product actually connects with an audience, that it sells. They plan and manage the whole marketing push.
And it sounds like their pre-production work is incredibly powerful. It's not just setting budgets, is it?
Oh, much more than that. They're deep into market research, analyzing what competitors are doing, collaborating really closely with sales teams. They're essentially dictating how the product needs to be positioned before a single piece of marketing material is even made.
Trying to minimize risk through research.
Absolutely. Then during the production phase, they're the ones delegating tasks to the content creators, the copywriters, the designers, the social media folks. And they're constantly checking that everything being produced aligns squarely with measurable business goals. It's a relentless focus on ROI.
And post-production, That's where they really earn their keep rate, the feedback loop.
Precisely. This is where the campaign manager shines. They monitor how the campaign is actually performing, track all the key metrics, clicks, views, conversions, whatever it is, and crucially, they make adjustments in real time.
So if something isn't working,
they have to pivot immediately. Sometimes that might even mean overriding the creative director's initial plan for the launch if the data shows it's not landing with the audience.
Wow. Okay. So they translate that market data back into future decisions, maybe even budget decisions for the next project.
That's data-driven leadership in action.
Right. Okay, let's shift gears again. Let's talk about a role that's maybe less about moving images and more about the written word, but potentially one of the most powerful gatekeepers, the editor. Specifically in publishing books, magazines, newspapers, digital sites.
Yeah, the publishing editor's power really comes down to discretion. They hold the ultimate authority over what actually gets published. And we're not just talking about fixing grammar here.
No, this is much bigger picture.
Yeah, much bigger. This is the role that sets the publication's voice, its editorial stance, maybe even its political alignment or cultural impact.
So they're not just curators. They actively shape the message the public receives.
Absolutely. Specific tasks often involve, you know, significantly altering the tone or the structure of a piece submitted by a writer to make sure it fits the publication's identity.
Uh-huh.
And even more profoundly, they make those final calls on things like headlines, which massively drive engagement and the specific images used, which can often say more than the text itself.
And sometimes they just say no.
Exactly. In the most extreme cases, they have the power to just spike a story, decide it's too risky, too sensitive, maybe just not right for their audience, no matter how much work went into it. That's immense power.
Okay. So here's where it gets really interesting for me. Understanding that none of these roles work in a vacuum.
Not at all.
The best people in media, they get how interconnected it all is, right? The director's vision, the PM's budget, the creative director's look, the campaign manager's market sense, the editor's final say.
That holistic view is what separates, you know, good from great. That's the high-level understanding. You have to recognize how a failure in one area just cascades through the whole system.
The dominoes.
Yeah. If the production manager messes up the budget for locations, the director might lose a scene they felt was crucial. If the campaign manager completely misreads a market trend, that whole beautiful aesthetic the creative director built might just fall flat on launch.
And this complexity, this interdependence, it goes downwards too, doesn't it? These senior roles, they rely heavily on a whole team of specialized technical people to actually do the work.
Oh, completely. We talk about the leadership structure, but they're kind of powerless without the craftspeople executing the vision.
Right.
Think about it. The creative director's amazing design. It lives or dies based on how good the games programmer or the web developer is. The director's complicated shots. Useless without a skilled camera operator and audio technician.
Video editors, sound editors.
All of them. These are the specialized skills that turn the strategy set by those five senior roles into something tangible, something real that can be delivered. Senior roles set the strategy. Technical roles determine the quality of the execution.
So the big takeaway then is that being in a senior role is less about the specific tasks and much more about that comprehensive analysis and management. Managing conflict, managing people, defining and defending a vision, making sure the money works out across all those stages.
It's managing complexity, pure complexity.
And that requires being able to switch hats constantly, right? Creative thinking one minute, hard-nosed operational thinking the next, then market analysis.
Instantaneously, yeah.
It's demanding. Absolutely. So just to recap, we've distilled it down to those five core roles that really define the management structure of pretty much any big media project. Director, production manager, editor, creative director, and campaign manager.
Mm-hmm.
Knowing what they do, and maybe more importantly, how they interact across pre-production, production, and post-production, that's really the key to understanding this industry blueprint.
And maybe leave you with a final thought. Think back to that idea of scale we started with.
Right. The 300 people on a feature film versus the sole journalist.
Exactly. On that big film, those core responsibilities, budget, schedule, creative vision, market strategy, they're distributed, managed by dedicated senior people.
Yeah.
But what about those smaller productions where maybe one person, out of necessity, is trying to juggle three or four of those senior roles at once because the budget is tight?
Yeah.
What impact does that intense pressure, that managerial overload, ultimately have on the level of risk they can take? Or even just the innovative quality of what they produce. Is great work only truly possible when you have the management structure to fully support each function? something to maybe mull over?
A fascinating question. Definitely something to think about. Apply this knowledge, understand those tensions, and we'll catch you on the next deep dive.